Welcome to episode 1228 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, with our chapter, Ripped from the Headlines, chapter in which we examine Jesus' take on topics of contemporary relevance. How can we make sense of what's going on in our world today? How would Jesus respond to or counsel us about the issues that dominate our news feeds? Homelessness is one of the most visible and painful realities in our world today. In cities and towns alike, we pass people sitting on sidewalks, sleeping under bridges, or holding signs at intersections. For many of us, homelessness raises uncomfortable questions. What should I do when I encounter someone without shelter? How do I respond to poverty that seems overwhelming? And most importantly, what does Jesus teach me about this? While Jesus never issued a political manifesto on housing or poverty, his life and words directly address homelessness. In fact, he himself experienced it. He identified with the poor, taught about caring for the least of these, and lived without permanent shelter during his ministry. If we are to follow him, we must see homelessness not merely as a social problem, but as an opportunity to reflect the heart of God. The first thing we need to remember is this. Jesus was homeless. In Luke 9, verse 58, Jesus declares,
"Foxes have dens and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
During his years of ministry, Jesus traveled from town to town, relying on the hospitality of others, sleeping outdoors, or resting in borrowed homes. He knew firsthand the insecurity of not having a permanent dwelling. This truth matters deeply. Jesus does not speak about homelessness as an outsider. He lived it. He embraced a life of dependence, not to glorify poverty for its own sake, but to demonstrate solidarity with the vulnerable and to show us that his mission is not rooted in material security, but in the kingdom of God. When we see people without homes, we remember our Lord himself walked this road. Jesus challenges us to be sensitive to and embracing of the least of these. One of the clearest teachings Jesus gives about how we should respond to those in need comes in Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, in the parable of the sheep and the goats. He describes the final judgment, where people are divided based on how they treated the hungry, thirsty, stranger, sick, imprisoned, and by extension, the homeless. Jesus says,
"For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me."
When the righteous are surprised, he answers,
"Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
This is radical. Jesus identifies himself with those on the margins. To feed the hungry, clothe the naked, or house the homeless is to serve Christ himself. Conversely, to ignore those needs is to ignore Christ. This shows up in other teachings, including in Jesus' parables. Homelessness is often accompanied by vulnerability, exposure to violence, hunger, and neglect. In Luke 10, verses 25 to 37, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, which speaks powerfully to how we respond to such vulnerability. A man is beaten, stripped, and left half dead on the road. Religious leaders pass by, but a Samaritan, a foreigner, stops, bandages his wounds, and provides shelter and ongoing care. The Samaritan does not debate whether the man deserves help or calculate whether he can solve the broader problem of violence. He simply responds with mercy to the immediate need in front of him. Jesus ends the story with the command,
"Go and do likewise."
For us, this means refusing to walk past those in need, whether beaten on the roadside or sleeping under an overpass, and choosing instead to act with compassion. Our world pushes material wealth as a sign of success. The more one has, the more one is celebrated. But Jesus cautions us to be careful. Jesus speaks often about wealth and poverty, warning of the dangers of riches, and lifting up the poor as central in God's kingdom. In the Beatitudes, he says,
"Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
When a rich man asks what he must do to inherit eternal life, Jesus tells him to sell his possessions, give to the poor, and follow him. Though the man walks away sad, the teaching is clear. The kingdom of God involves radical generosity, where our resources are shared to meet the needs of others. Homelessness confronts us with this truth. Abundance and need exist side by side. As followers of Christ, we are called to see our resources not as private property to hoard, but as gifts to steward for the sake of the vulnerable. So what does Jesus' teaching on homelessness reveal about his character, purpose, and mission? Let's get deep. Jesus identifies with the vulnerable. By living without a home and by linking himself to the least of these, Jesus shows that he is not distant from human suffering. He places himself in solidarity with the poor. Jesus redefines security. In a world that equates homeownership and wealth with stability, Jesus reminds us that our true security lies not in possessions, but in God's kingdom. His mission shows us that eternal belonging matters more than earthly shelter. Jesus' mission is restorative. He came to bring good news to the poor. His miracles, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, offering rest, show his desire to restore dignity and wholeness to those who lack it. Jesus reveals God's heart. Throughout Scripture, God cares deeply for the stranger, widow, orphan, and poor. Jesus embodies that divine compassion, showing us that God is especially attentive to those who lack shelter and protection. Homelessness, then, is not simply a social issue. It is a theological one. It calls us to wrestle with whether we see Christ in the vulnerable, whether we trust him for our security, and whether we will live as agents of his restorative mission. How do we apply this teaching in a world where homelessness feels overwhelming? See the person, not just the problem. Each homeless individual bears God's image. When you see someone on the street, remind yourself, this person is not invisible to God. Respond with compassion. You may not solve homelessness alone, but you can provide small acts of love, food, conversation, prayer, advocacy. The Samaritan did what was within his power. We are called to do the same. Practice hospitality. Hospitality can mean supporting shelters, opening your home to someone in need, or volunteering in ministries that serve the homeless. Inviting the stranger in is at the core of Christian discipleship. Challenge systems. Jesus cared for individuals, but he also confronted unjust systems. Christians today can advocate for policies that address root causes of homelessness, affordable housing, healthcare, mental health support, while still embodying personal compassion. Live simply. Jesus' teaching warns us against wealth that blinds us to others' needs. By living with less, we can give more to those without. In the end, Jesus' guidance on homelessness is summed up in Matthew 25. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. When we welcome those without homes, we are welcoming Christ himself. When we ignore them, we ignore him. Homelessness reveals the brokenness of our world, but it also gives us the chance to embody the kingdom of God. We are called to see Christ in the vulnerable, to share our resources, to practice compassion, and to trust that our true home is with him. Jesus himself had no place to lay his head. He knows the ache of displacement and the fear of insecurity, and yet he is the one who promises us an eternal home.
In my Father's house are many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you.
Other versions assert that the Father's house includes many dwelling places. The King James Version even says, "In my Father's house are many mansions." From homeless to a mansion dweller. May we, as Jesus' followers, reflect his heart by making space for the homeless here and now, until the day when every tear is wiped away and all God's children find their eternal dwelling with him. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, who had no place to lay his head and who chose to identify with the poor and vulnerable. Forgive us when we pass by those in need or close our hearts out of fear and selfishness. Fill us with your compassion so that we might see Christ in every homeless person and respond with love, dignity, and mercy. Give us courage to live simply, give generously, and walk faithfully as agents of your kingdom of restoration. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,